living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
What is the genetic pathway of cancer? My guest is Raymond Francis. He's an MIT-trained scientist and has been cited as one of the few scientists who has achieved a breakthrough understanding of health and disease. He's the author of four books, and his latest book is called or titled Never Fear Cancer Again. Raymond, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you again. Good to be here.
So now I'm going to go back to your book, okay?
Sure.
So I have... I find a lot of information in the books that my guests have, Raymond, just right in the introduction, right? A lot of interesting quotes. And so this is on page 3 of the introduction. The body wants to be well, it knows how to be well, and it will be well only if we give it a chance. But here's my question, though. If I have some bad genes... a predisposition to cancer because of some genetic markers of cancer. Mm-hmm. What can I really do? I mean, I got bad genes, Raymond. What am I going to do?
Well, I think there's a huge misconception about genes. Bad genes do cause disease, but it accounts for something like, I don't know, 5% of all disease is the result of bad genes. The other 95% is the result of what we tell the genes to do. That genes are obedient servants. They do what we ask them. And if you have a gene that will predispose you to cancer, and you ask that gene to give you cancer, it will obey and give you all the cancer you want. And after you have all the cancer you want, if you're unhappy about it, then stop asking and the cancer will go away. The problem is nobody teaches us this stuff. They don't tell us that, we were talking about toxins previously. Well, toxins can give false signals to genes and tell the genes to do strange things. And that's part of the problem. So we have to learn how to take care of our genes.
Yeah, I think this is it's an interesting field of study now called nutrigenomics or epigenetics, where we're finally realizing that our genetic makeup is really more just like a blueprint, right?
Yes, it is.
We can influence that blueprint in good ways and bad ways based on our environment, what we're eating, and I think that's an important point. Let me ask you, though, what percent of cancers are strictly genetic?
Hard to say, but definitely 5% or less.
And what we mean by that is these are the rare cases where you have this gene, it expresses, it's the way it is, and it leads down that pathway to the cancer, and that's about 5%. What specific cancers are we talking about there?
Well, any cancer. But let's look historically. You know, a century ago, cancer affected only 3% of the American population. So, and now it's almost 50%. And the genes haven't changed. So maybe that 3% was genetic. But the rest of it is what we are doing to the genes. We're damaging the genes.
So Raymond, what's changed is the epigenetic component, the things that are influencing the expression of those genes, correct?
Absolutely. And the damage we're doing. The amount of damage we're doing to the genes is unprecedented in history. With our exposure to radiation and our poor diets. Actually, our poor diets do as much damage to the genes as radiation. We're damaging the genes at unprecedented rates, and we're not supporting our DNA repair. DNA, if it gets damaged, it gets repaired, but it needs nutrients to do the repairs. That's why the poor diets are causing so much damage to the genes, because we're not doing the repairs. We don't have the necessary nutrients to do the repairs.
What are those DNA repair nutrients that you like to use?
Well, vitamin C, absolutely, very, very important to get adequate amounts of vitamin C. But then the B vitamins are extremely important. Vitamin B12, extremely important. So The B vitamins, vitamin C, these are all critical for DNA repair. Things like zinc. Zinc is very critical for DNA repair. L-carnitine also. So if we do the repairs, and when damage gets done every day to the genes, I mean, that's just normal, but you're supposed to repair them, and we're not repairing them, so the damage stays. And then we're exposed to all these thousands of man-made chemicals that are giving strange instructions to the genes, and it's no wonder we're all sick.
Let me back up though. So Ray, I want to mention something to my listeners about some of those DNA, you know, repair nutrients that you just talked about. Very simple things, right? Very basic vitamins and minerals for the most part. The zinc, the B vitamins, vitamin C. There's even some evidence D may play a role. Some compounds in cruciferous vegetables may play a role. But what I want people to understand, you know, so because when they hear that, Raymond, they think to themselves, oh, well, B vitamins, I'm fine there. I eat a pretty decent, healthy diet. But what the USDA just showed a couple years ago, even when people are trying to eat healthy, we're still very deficient in some of those basic vitamins and minerals, aren't we?
Right, we are. And in fact, several years back, the National Academy of Sciences issued a report, and they said that even if you eat a good diet, it is no longer possible to get all the nutrients you need, because the soils have been depleted. There's long transit time between the harvesting and the consuming of the food. So it's no longer possible. You have to supplement today. It's an absolute necessity. But then you have to get good supplements, and that's a problem. I make my own, so...
So you said something interesting. You said, okay, so we have an issue with DNA repair, right?
Yes.
But then we also have a lot of toxins in our environment and even in our food sources, right? I think when people think toxins, they think like bad water, bad air, but there's stuff right in our foods. So you have a poor DNA, or I should say maybe inadequate DNA repair process. On top of that, you have these man-made chemicals that are giving weird signals to the genes at the same time. What exactly do you mean by that? What are those man-made chemicals really doing to some of these genes that predispose us maybe to cancer?
Well, we tell the genes what to do with the chemical environment we create in the cell. When you fill the cell with these strange chemicals, those chemicals start giving signals to the genes. They turn genes on, turn genes off. So if you have a gene that predisposes you to cancer and you turn it on, you've got a problem. If you've got a gene that is very protective against cancer, in other words, producing chemicals that protect you against cancer, and you turn that gene off because you're giving it a false signal because you've just consumed some dioxin or something, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, so we have an issue. So we need to up our DNA repair, and we talked about the B, vitamin C, cruciferous vegetables, but then we need to do our best to get rid of those toxins, avoid some of those man-made chemicals.
Avoid them as much as possible, and then get rid of them, because we're already overloaded with them. And for that, you need to sauna. The only way we know how to do it is to sauna on a regular basis.
So, and you do that on a regular basis?
I sauna for an hour to an hour and a half twice a week regularly, we tried to measure the.
Are you talking about infrared saunas?
I use an infrared, yeah, and we try to measure the toxins in my body. We can't measure them. I've been saunering for 30 years now. We can't measure them, and the average person is loaded.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Raymond. I really appreciate you coming on. His book is Never Fear Cancer Again. You can go check it out at the website beyondhealth.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.